Well, thank God for the good song. Amen. I want you to look in the book of 1 Timothy 3 tonight. You got a Bible, look over there. 1 Timothy chapter 3. We're getting started early. My daddy told me he didn't want to preach long tonight, sitting there at the restaurant, said he's going to get home and go to bed early. Amen. You know what my wife said? She said, if you'll stand up and say that, I'll say amen. That's what she said. Can you believe that? You better know what you're saying. Hey, you know, I was going to tell you this. I saw what brought this to my mind today about knowing what you taking in. You know what you're saying about preaching the Word of God, different things. One time at the house, my wife said, we had a Tylenol. And I said, well, I'll get some. So I went by the store, picked up the Tylenol and brought it home. She took a couple of them. She said, she's sleepy. I said, well, probably tired. So on Saturday, Jonathan and Kayla come down here. That's when they moved down. She was going to move down here. So we just took them around. She took a couple of Tylenol when we left. We got out there at that restaurant. She wanted to fall asleep. And so I said, wonder what's wrong with her. I mean, she ain't usually like it. I didn't want to fall asleep faster than her. When we got home, and she went and looked at the Tylenol ball, and it's PM. PM. So you better know what you're taking in. Amen. But you know what, brother? I'm honest with you. I ain't no telling the stuff I bought not paying attention to stuff. Saltless ketchup and peanut butter like that and all kind of stuff. One time I bought crackers, didn't have no salt on. And I thought, man, I mean, I had to go back and buy what I ate. I can't eat that kind of stuff. So I'm really an unobservant person. When I say that, y'all probably don't think that. But I'm grateful tonight. Thank God I don't know what I'm taking. Amen. And what I'm picking up. And there's a lot of life stories told in things we do, if you think about it. God making it turn over to spiritual matters. That God would bless it in our own life. And just like a road sign on the side of the road when it says yield one way, stop. Amen. There's a lot of things in the life in general that God can give you a voice on. It don't have to be from the Bible. Amen. This ain't all God knows. This is what God give us to know. And we're far short on knowing it. And somebody said, what you know? I said, what He gives me. That's the only thing I can tell you. If He don't teach it to me, it won't be taught. God's got to teach you the Bible. You can't just pick up a Bible and think you're going to know it. You're not. It don't work like that. Amen. It's a spiritual book. It's going to be taught by a spiritual way. And that's the Holy Spirit of God. He authored the book. And it's no private interpretation. That means all men, thank God, that's saved can find interpretation in the Scripture. There's no private interpretation like the Catholic Church called and taught that they didn't want nobody to have a Bible. Besides the man that was running the outfit, because he can keep them blind like that, and they wouldn't know nothing. It's like Tyndale when he come out and praise God, put that Bible out. They hated that man. They hated Wycliffe and Tyndale. In fact, they dug one of Wycliffe's bones back up and burned them in the river. They hated him so much they burned Tyndale at the stake. And so, you know, the thing of it is, religion hates truth. That's just all it is, a bunch of religion of man, commandments of men. There's nothing in that. Man's not saved by his works, and he's not saved by the Old Testament economy. Amen. That's what they believe in. Nobody has to bow to any priest. Christ is our high priest, and we're priests of God to Him. That's right. We don't have to go to no man tonight. Amen. We go to God. Jesus is the only mediator between God and men, man Christ. Amen. The preacher, I'm a pastor. This chapter deals with bishops and deacons. I'm not going to preach on them, but I just want to say this. Both of them are an office in the church.
You cannot make an application in these scriptures with anybody but them. As a bishop, he's a shepherd. That's what a bishop is. If you look the word up, it means a shepherd. Amen. It means a man that God put in charge of a body of believers. He don't have the rule far as the rule over their life. He has the rule within here. Amen. And then amongst the flock. Why? Because thank God you're going to have someone to it. Amen. That's why he said here in the scripture, amen, he gave this thing that he desired the office of a bishop. And there's a lot of things said right there. And amen, I like what Brother Billy Mitchell said one time. He said, it said blameless, not perfect. Amen. If there's anybody perfect, there wouldn't be nobody in here. Ain't God, because brother, listen, we're not perfect people. And I want to confess to you, and you already know it, this man ain't perfect right here. Amen, but the God I serve is perfect. And the work he done in me is perfect. Thank God, in the perfected work in me, thank God, will eventually be in, thank God, at the translation, at the coming of the Lord, will be made perfect. Amen. But I'm not perfect. I am in God's sight. Amen. God looks at me as perfect tonight in his Son. That's the only way he can approach. That's the only way. I'm not charged tonight. Thank God, I have no charges against me because Christ, thank God, took my place. And brother, listen, he's my mediator. He shed his blood, thank God, to buy me. And brother, I'm dead, and I'm as saved as I ever will be in the eyes of God. Amen. He ain't waiting on me to get there, thank God. Amen. That he can say, I'm completely saved. I'm already completely saved. Thank God, I hadn't been yet in as far as my body, but he sees me like that. He's already glorified me. He's already set me in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said, we're a citizen. We have our conversation in heaven. That means citizen. We're already there in the eyes of God. Even though we're here, and I know it's hard to grab a hold of that, but it's the truth. Amen. But they're dealing here with offices in this scripture. Here it goes through. Thank God, the pastor, the bishop, and the deacon. And really, the word deacon means a servant of God. Amen. To help serve the people. But when we look at this statement, I just want to make a few thoughts on this. In verse 15, he said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know, listen, how God, thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God and the pillar and ground of the truth. Amen. And he said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. I've seen of angels preached unto the Gentiles. I believe all in the world, received up in the glory. That's a lot said in one verse. Amen. I'm going to tell you, he's God. Amen. And God became man. And that's the grace of God. Amen. That we see in Christ today because he became us. Amen. He gave grace to us through his Son. And he said he's full of grace and truth. When you look at these verses, amen, the church of God, for in the house of God, dealing with the body, or the assembly, not a literal building, amen, but an assembly of people that thank God gathered together. And he said, this is the way they behave, my friend, how they conduct themselves. Thank God, within in the assembly, this is an order of God in the assembly. There's no order with the Holy Ghost. He's the Holy Ghost. He don't have to have an order. He'll do exactly what he come to do, and that's to glorify Christ. Amen. And it'll be in order. Amen. He don't do things out of order. But brother, he's in charge of every person here. He lives in them. He lives in me. He's giving help. Hey, God, but listen. He said, which is the church. The church is a called out assembly. God called him a church. That's a mystery. It was a mystery. They always look for that. They had a nation in the Old Testament of Israel. Thank God, it was a nation that God put his affection on and a chosen people. Thank God, but in the New Testament, God called him a church out. Amen. I really believe this. I believe he started, thank God, with the apostles. Amen. But I believe the real fullness of it all came on Pentecost. Amen. When the Holy Spirit of God came and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible said the Lord added to them 120 souls. Amen. 3,000 on the day of Pentecost. Under the sound of the gospel, the grace of God in Christ because they preach Calvary. They preach what Christ did. Thank God. We find here at my friend. Thank God that Peter preached that, and then all them that was there, thank yes, God, heard their the gospel in their own language. And they were saved. Amen. And brother, they were baptized, added to the church. Amen. They met daily in the temple from house to house. They preached the word of God. They give them the apostle doctrine and all these things. But what happened after that? Well, the church continued on. They didn't live here on earth forever. And then people after them come out. And then when Jesus even prayed this prayer to God, amen, he prayed for us. He said, not in them that you've given me here. He said, them that will believe on me through their word. In other words, this word passed down, amen, to you. And thank God, because, amen, they're going to preach the word. Amen. And men saved by the grace of God. That's the continuation of it. Amen. Thank God, this ain't joining a club. Joining an organization. It's a supernatural work God set up before the world began. And now made it known in the last days. Amen. That Paul, thank God, was really, if we look at a pattern, amen, he wrote this book here. He was the pattern of us. Amen. He was. He really was. He said, thank God. Amen. He turned to what? The Gentiles. Predominantly the church is made up of Gentile people. It don't mean no Jews ain't saved. There some are, but predominantly it's made up of us who God put within the body. Thank God. Amen. Yes. You say, preacher, listen. The church has been, listen, it's turned into a religion. It's turned into a business. It's turned into all these other things. Thank God, what is the church? It ain't a building made with hands. Thank God, we're the temple of God. It ain't that, friend. Hey, now let's hear what it is. It's a called out people. If we're in, thank God, sanctified, set apart under the head Christ, and them are his people. Yes. Amen. Listen, you say, praise, you're going to have to come here to be in the church. You don't have to come here to be in the church. You will the local church. Amen. But listen, when a man says he's already called, amen, by God himself has set aside, thank God, that he will want to be with the people of God. He'll want to be in the assembly. Yes. Thank God that the functions in the will of God. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right. It's just right. Everybody that's saved wants to hook up with the body. They are in the body. And the thing of it is, the church is called a body. It's called the bride. Amen. That's what I think. I look at things a little different than what I did years ago, and I don't necessarily think I was altogether wrong on saying that the family and the church are two different things, but I don't think it is now. I think the family is the church. The whole family named under heaven. Amen. I believe in the local church. I really believe in a local assembly of believers. Amen. That's who he wrote to. He wrote to churches. And God, what were they? They were local assemblies. Amen. Now we're different. Listen, isn't it amazing how we have this spirit? Amen. Thank God. That work. Amen. Jonathan was over here and I was standing there writing something about a motor. Amen. He started singing. Amen. I got him song. He's singing here. That spirit came upon me. And I said, you keep doing that. I'm going to have to do a preaching. Amen. And they said, go ahead. But listen, there's a spirit in that. There's a spirit in this church. Amen. When I preached for Brother Tina, I got in West Virginia. Amen. Preached a week of meeting. And that's where Jonathan got saved. And I got with him. Amen. Thought the Lord wanted to move on. They prayed and come down here. And this is what we had that little old meet here, thank God. When I had that camp meeting and then brothers come. Amen. And this one fella come and this is what he told me after the meeting. He said, you know the same spirit you come up there with in this place. That's true. Amen. We all carry that. We've got a bond this night. Amen. Listen, when we've been against us, we've been together. Thank God, there ain't many new people in here for us. Thank God, just come in. Thank God, not listen, but it's been the most majority of people who ain't God been here. Amen. There's a bond in that. Amen. It takes a while to bond. Amen. It does come together. But there's a wild thank God in the workings of that. And it comes like a family. Amen. And that's the way it ought to be. Amen. Listen tonight. You are church. I look at a preacher that would like to see, hey, God, more people here. Amen. On Sunday, Wednesday, whenever we assemble that. But this is a body. This is a family. We're not proselyting people to come and join up with us. That ain't the way God builds a church. God builds a church by fitting people in that body or in that building, which we are, and in that place of my friend of worship. Ain't God that fits it. Amen. That's right. Not everybody fits this. I used to think when I started I could help anybody. And I found that I can't help nobody unless God helps them. Amen. But the fact of it is, I just tell you this. Not everybody is fit for this. Not everybody's fit for this church. They're not all fit for this kind of preaching. And not fit for all this kind of singing. They're not fit for it. Ain't God, that don't mean they're wrong. That just means they don't fit. Amen. God fits us together. He said it's fitly joined together. In the sun. And the sea. There's places. I mean, if I wasn't pastoring, amen, and I had to find a place that I fit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just the way it looks. I mean, listen, brother, every place don't fit. There are some places you could go that would be a good fit. But it has to fit. Amen. You can't just go join. You just don't say, well, I'm going to go over here and join them. It don't work like that. Amen. Thank God. Listen. God fits you with the wife you got and the husband you got. Amen. God fits you with some things in life. It just works. Amen. You don't know it works right away. But you know after you look back and you say, you know that works. Amen. Listen, friend. You know and I know this. Thank God it just works like that. Amen. I couldn't put that together. And you couldn't put that together. Amen, Brother Todd. Amen. You would have never thought that. Amen. God put that together. Amen. Why does it fit? Because God put it together. Why does the church fit? God put it together. God put this place together. Amen. It ain't about all we got. It's a matter of who God put here and put the thing together. Amen. And therefore, if we're going to meet as an assembly, thank God we're going to have an order. Amen. And that's basically what he's saying right here. He said here, which is the church. The church is the called out assembly of the what? The living God. The church of the living God. It's hard really sometimes to really comprehend the magnitude of that. That we're really God's, the living God's people is what he's saying. That there's no people but the people of God. Amen. That are the living people. The living God's people are the church. Amen. That don't mean everybody's got a sign out there, the church. That don't mean that. Hey, God, that's so somebody walks in a building somewhere and we say, that's the, that ain't the church. You're the church. Hey, God, I'm the church. Brother, we don't go. I said this. We don't go to church. We are the church. The church is not limited to a building. And God, it's in you wherever you're at. You're the church. Amen. You're a people of God. Amen. And he said this when we assemble. Thank God. And that's what the church is, an assembly. Amen. That we come together. Amen. And we got to realize that we are the children and the people of the living God. Thank God, my friend. And what a blessing that is. Thank God that we are his and he's ours. Amen. The only people who pray to God the Father is the people that have been born again. Ain't nobody pray to God unless they've been saved. Jesus taught his own men pray our Father, which is art in heaven, which art in heaven. That wasn't a prayer for everybody. That's not just a religious prayer. He just said this is the way. Why did he say that? Because they said to them, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples to pray. Amen. And he started with that. So when you pray, say our Father, which art in heaven. Listen, I ain't even reciting that all the time. Don't mean nothing to them. It's just repetitious talk. Amen. I mean, if he's my Father and he is, I know him through his Son. Amen. And I have a relationship with him. Thank God because of what he done for me and bringing me into the family. And brother, that's the only one I have a witness with. I cannot force a witness. I can't do it. I just can't do it. I'll be kind of legal. Amen. Thank God. And listen, it's not just denomination Even though I'm glad, thank God, that I do believe baptism by immersion after a true salvation experience, that a man should be baptized and be in this church. Amen. But I don't, thank God, listen, I don't think them going people going to heaven. I'm not a Baptist bride, friend. Thank God, I'm a man that believes we're gets saved by the power and grace of God. Amen. Listen, I believe he's in the body. Amen. I don't believe he, listen, thank God, if he's saved tonight, he's my brother. Amen. Amen. That's what makes us all, listen, thank God, come together in oneness is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one. What do we have in common? The Lord Jesus Christ. Every foundation that's sin. Thank God, friend, why would anybody go? Amen. Listen, if they don't know him, what are they doing here? Amen.
Amen.
Because God puts you here to hear it. Amen. Listen to this here. He said, it's the pillar and ground of the truth. Pillar and ground of truth. That's what it is. It supports. It's the church has got the support and foundation of Christ. Everything the church needs is given by Christ.
Yes, sir.
We have all spiritual blessings in our life through Christ. Everything's available through Christ. Everything. We're heirs of God. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ.
Yes.
It just simply means, brother, that we have an access. There's no need to live under the level of God when he's given us by the promises of God and the word of God. Amen. To live like that, thank God, but we've got a plug to him. Amen. We've got a path to him. Amen. We can pray about anything.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
There's, listen, brother, there's nothing you tonight, thank God, to see us already. Been done, and it's available tonight, thank God, and there ain't nothing hard for him to do. And if we ask anything according to what he hears of us, and he acts upon that, amen. Listen, I want to tell, I'm an unworthy man. Thank God, he made me worthy.
Yes.
He made me, thank God, an heir of God, and a joint heir of Christ. An heir somebody knows has been inherited. We inherited the blessing of God.
Yes.
Amen. Everything's ours tonight in him. Thank God, as much as he's blessed, amen, and not we're blessed because of him, amen.
Amen, yes, sir.
If your daddy was a millionaire tonight, he died. If he left it to you, you got access to every bit of it. Christ died, thank God, he might give us the blessings of God spiritually. That's right, it's all spiritual. And now he blesses us with, he said, be content with your food, your raiment, and thank God, a place over your head, and all them good blessings. We got more than that.
Yes,
and we've been blessed, brother, with all them things that's just temporal. All them things are just being left behind. But what he gives us through the Spirit, through the life of Christ, amen, that we have, listen, we don't have to live a life of defeat. We got him. He's a victor. Amen. We don't have to live, thank God, amen, wondering if he'll do this for us. He said he would, thank God.
Yes.
I mean, there ain't nothing hard for him, but why don't we ask him?
Yeah,
amen.
Yeah,
we don't trust him. We don't believe him. We just don't do it. We try to do it ourselves. And we're in the church of the living God. We're his people. What can't God do to help us in this life of God and the spiritual life of God, that God would enable you, thank God, to live above what man does?
You got too much pride.
Normal. Well, amen. The supernatural life, not the natural life. It's above it. You can live that way. What you mean by that, preacher? You can live in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can accomplish things in the Spirit in your life with God, because God produces it by giving you the help you need, whatever it is. These bodies, man, frail. They frail bodies. Amen. They decaying. But within us, there's eternal life.
Amen.
Within us, there's the blessings of God. Amen. Spiritual God. Listen, the kingdom of God is in you tonight.
Yes,
amen. Listen. Thank God. Why? Because the king is.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. And wherever you at, thank God, you don't have to wait to come here. It's a good place to get in. Amen. But I'm telling you, it's everywhere you go, that's where you're established in that. Amen. I mean, I'm preaching to myself tonight. I mean, I could have a whole lot more. I thank God bless life in Christ if I would trust him and look to him for every need and everything and just believe what he said. If you read the faith, he said he blesses all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at verse 16. And without controversy, what great is the mystery of godliness? Here's the mystery that no, listen, it's just When you look at this tonight, and I know it, when we preach this, it seems like we've heard it so much, and it's so simple that I've got to grab a hold of it, but it wasn't for them that God would be in flesh. That this man that's come in the world through the testimony of a virgin's womb is God.
Yes.
This man says he's God. He's the Son of God. This man said before Abraham, who they trusted, before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
This man, God claims, I'm God, to be the Messiah. This man says he's that. That's a controversy.
Yes.
Why? It's an unknown secret. Unless it's revealed. If we had been living in that day, we'd have been awed at what we've seen from him. But we still would be hard to grab hold
that
this man is God.
Yes, sir.
This man is God. That's the mystery of godliness. That God was manifest in the flesh. It's one of the most attacked doctrines in the days of the Bible and even now. Amen. They say we believe he's the Son of God, but we don't believe he's God. That's what I've heard them tell me. I said, he's God.
He's God
the Son.
Yeah.
He's God. I mean, when you see him, you can say, thank God, that's God. Amen. Listen. Amen. He died as a man, but rose again as a God. That's God. There's only one God. There's only one. There's not three gods. There's one God.
Yes.
And the persons are of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And he said, in him dwelt the fullness of the Godhead bodily. When you seen him, everything about him was God.
Yes.
That's who he was. Amen. Listen. Amen, brother. It's a mystery.
Yes.
Amen. Listen. Listen. It said, all things were made by him. And was that not anything made that was made without him?
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
God bless that, son. I'm telling you, listen, he's everything in that.
Yes.
Read the book of Colossians. It said everything was made by him and for him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's above all. Brother, we've cheapened the gospel to try to get somebody to try to believe it. And there ain't nobody in the natural man can believe it. God's got to quicken their own mind and heart. Thank God to give them the gospel and act upon it. Thank God under the power and drawn God. No natural man can conceive that. He can't even know it. He said the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God for their foolishness unto him. They were in that day. And they are today. They think we're foolish in what we believe. This is what they'll say. They think they're the only one right. Hey, brother, I'm only right because he made me right and gave me the truth. It's the pure and valid truth. The church is. The church is his body. It's supported. It's the foundation. It's him. And through and by the church, that's where he works today.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He don't work through organizations.
No, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm not against them organizations, but he don't work. Amen. That's just work. So me and anybody can do it. Listen to me. Think what I say tonight. Amen. Listen. I've said this before. Get this in your mind. If anybody can do it, it ain't the Spirit of God. Only the Holy Ghost that was sent to make much of Christ and testify Him that lives in the believer, thank God, does things that people say, amen, God with that person. That's right. Preaching another word of God is a miracle of grace.
Yes, sir, it is.
A man testifying in the Spirit is a miracle of grace. A man's life changed in the Spirit is a miracle of grace. Amen. It ain't somebody, thank God, this side go to the church building. Anybody can do that, can't they? Anybody can carry a Bible. Anybody can wear the right clothes. Anybody can do that. Amen. Listen, that ain't possible. That is about Him living in you and through you. Amen.
Amen.
That's what it's saying. Anybody can do that. Anybody can say, go to the Baptist church. Anybody can say that's right. That's not supernatural.
Yes, sir.
Supernatural is what God does in you.
Amen.
Supernatural is turning West Virginia people that come down as teenagers. Amen. And enter this church one day. Amen. Lost and live, have no desire for God. And they just come to get because they've been invited. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost says, yeah, I've come to visit you today. Amen. And when you leave, you ain't going to be the same woman you come in here with. Amen. Amen. That's just a miracle. I mean, brother, listen. I ain't in a campaign to try to get people here. I'm in the ministry of preaching the reconciliation of the grace of God in Christ.
Yes.
And then that's where the church goes by. And then are you saved enough? If you are, God, that is a miracle tonight. Amen.
It is a miracle.
You can fill the church up with any old sinning group. That ain't God. Fill them up with, thank God, with bait sales and thank God car washes and all. That ain't God. Ain't in none of that. Ain't nothing there. I said this and I believe it. God told me this. He said, thank God, you know what your main objective is? You can't take, thank God, take care of the flock. That means, thank God, amen, oversee the church. Thank God, it's spiritual. Amen. But the Holy Ghost might have, thank God, the presence of liberty to meet with us. Amen. But come on, we come for spiritual things. We grow up. You ain't got to have a play and a program to come. If it ain't preaching and praying and singing in the Holy Spirit of God, what else works?
Nothing.
If it ain't in the Spirit, nothing works. It wouldn't matter if you got up here with a tambourine and turned around in a circle. It ain't going to work if God ain't in it. Amen. It ain't going to work if God ain't in it. It don't matter who it is. If God ain't in it, it ain't going to work. Amen. All this advertising of the flesh today, we having all these singers. God ain't in there. He don't say sing the gospel. No. Ain't no such thing as gospel singing. He said there's thank God praise and praising Him through the song. He said singing, making melody your heart to the Lord. Amen. That's what it is. It's to the Lord. It ain't to a bunch of people entertain them, thank God, sell their tapes and go back and get on the bus and leave. Amen, preacher.
Come on.
I like what Billy Mitchell said. If I was going to go for entertainment, I'd go to people I knew how to, they knew how to do it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I had to pay, to do that. That's what you got to pay to hear singers today. Amen. Most of them, they just, I'm like our people, don't you? Amen. I like everybody that sings in here. Thank God they got their heart in it. Amen. They ain't up here trying to entertain you. Amen. Brother King said, when I'm building Brother Reville, thank God he said, this guy kept coming. Amen. He said, but I want to sing. Amen. Thank God he got on his nerves. He said, well, I'm going to let you sing tonight. Thank God he put me in one of them tapes. He said, they got to take the microphone. Amen. And got up there singing like he was some star. Amen. Ended up down there after he got through on his knees. Amen. Thank God. That's what he done. Amen. He said, we had Frankie Valley here tonight. Amen. He didn't have no God. He might as well have been Frankie Valley. Amen. I'm just saying, brother, listen. Thank God, what's that in the church? If the Bible ever ought to be in the Spirit of God. Amen. That's the pillar and ground of truth. Without the Holy Spirit of God magnifying Christ and speaking
Amen.
And teaching us.
Yes, sir.
He's your teacher. You're, the voice of God will teach you. You've got the anointing of God, he said, 1 John 2, 27.
Yes.
And he said that during the day when these people were denying Christ come in the flesh. They said he's a spirit being. Ain't no way a man can be born God and have a body like you testify. He's a spirit being. No, he had a body like me and you. He died in a body like me and you. He had no sin of himself, but he took sin in it and pushed in that body. On the cross of Calvary for me and you. He resurrected with the same body.
Mm-hmm.
He showed himself. He was seen an angel out at the tomb, in fact. Amen. Listen, God is Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's true.
That's a mystery. Can you listen, friend? You ain't gonna figure that out. Here's a virgin, thank God, the angel goes to and says, you're going to have the Son of God. He's going, you're highly favored. Amen. She wasn't to be the mediator. She wasn't, thank God, she was used as a vessel, amen, to bring Christ in the world because God put His favor on her. Why are you anything? And I mean, my God, God put His favor on us, amen.
Yeah.
We ain't nothing apart from that. And favor is not earned. Favor is given, thank God, freely, to me, falls on, amen. Listen, that's God's goodness that you didn't deserve.
Amen.
I didn't either. Mary was a virgin. She was favored of women because God chose to use her to bring Christ into the world. That's right. Without an earthly father. And somebody said, how can a man, I've heard them say, I talked to Mr. B.R. Lakin, they said, how can a woman have a baby with an earthly father? Without an earthly father. Without a man. She said, I know not a man. That's what she said, I know not a man.
She said,
Joseph was told in a dream, son, that what is in her was holy ghost. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for thou shalt save his people from the sin. Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. That's right. He said, well, the first man got here without mother or father. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God put the seed in her, the Holy Ghost of God conceived in her, the Son of God, and raised God. He come forth in a manger. And here's a little old baby. And if we could look at him today, we'd say, here lies God. He wasn't no less God. When he was born as a child, baby, a child, he wasn't no less God than he was when he was a man. He ain't never been no less God. He's always been God. He's eternal God. Boy, I read that verse, thank God, the other morning, I shouted, amen. But I was reading that, and I thought about this. He said here in the scripture, he said, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. He had an eternal purpose in his own son to bring forth the church. That's the mystery. Why? Thank God, because that's what he came for to die. That he might have a people, thank God, that believed in him and made a difference in their lives. Right. If you never have been saved, I'm going to tell you what. He said, what can I do? I'd say, thank God, Start seeking him best you can.
Yes, sir.
Here's the only time five people seek God when he seeks them. Mm-hmm. Man ain't to seek God when he seeks them. Mm-hmm. Amen. Not unless he's really hungry and been hearing about him, but that's God seeking him. Every time. God always makes the first move.
He does. Yes, sir.
No man come to the Father except the Father draw. No man come to the Son of God that he drawed. Father drawed in John 6:44. No man is able to do that unless God draws him. I'm telling you not, brother. Every act that man has toward God, whether that's here preaching, singing, thank God and the Holy Ghost of God, people testify because God come to that man through that. Yeah, man. I remember son, that man got it with the Holy Ghost on him. Amen. Thank God. I said, man. That man was so bright, thank God, I felt like a dog. I mean, I felt so loved. I was just lost as lost could be. Amen. Thank God, son. I'm telling you, you hear me tonight. Robin, God does that. He does it to awaken you and your sin to make you see what you are before him, amen.
Yes, sir.
You just don't decide to follow God. Nobody does. Ain't nobody. Adam sinned. He runs from God. He runs from God. He tried to cover up with a bunch of fig leaf aprons. I said one time he made an apron just to fit him. God said it won't work. Your sin's the problem. That apron ain't going to help you. Why are you hiding behind beyond in the trees anyhow? So them apron legs together. Fig leaves. Now you hide behind the trees. He said, Adam, where art thou? That's a good question. First words ever said to a sinner was, Adam, where art thou? Mm-hmm. That's the first word God ever said to a sinner. Where art thou? Didn't you know the discourse on it all where he told God about the woman giving the fruit and all that? But ultimately, son, he was trying to make excuses of why he was in the shape he was in. And that's the first thing you'll do. Buddy, Holy Spirit shine a light on you, son. You're going to try to do all you can to justify yourself.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You ain't going to justify yourself. There ain't no peace in it. You're going to have to thank God. Amen. You got to get that stone of pride out of the way, thank God, to open up your heart. And that's what's rolled on it. That's that old Spurgeon said, about everybody born self-righteous. I'd say that's probably right.
Yeah.
because he kicks against God, son. When God says, no, you ain't no good. You're lost without God. Old Ireland, the dentist down there, one time he testified. He said, I'll tell you what, when the preacher got up and said, I ain't none righteous, he said, I agree to that. He said, ain't none understands. I agree to that. Ain't none to seek without our God. I agree to that. He said, ain't no good. And it struck him like a lightning bolt. God is good enough. He ain't good enough. Ain't nobody good enough. Nobody. Never been a man good enough. Never been a man. Never been a man good enough. Religious enough. Amen. Can do enough. Ain't never been one. He'll never show favor on a man. Amen. Listen to thank God that he pours his grace of light on him and show him where he's at. And when he does, I'll tell you that man will see himself. Amen. But I'm going to tell you this. You hear me? People see God in you.
Yes, they do. Amen.
I see God in you. If we got God on us, they'll say, I see God in him.
Nothing special.
You know what Danny said one day? He says, this made me, and I didn't even know it. You know what I'm saying? We sat up here in his office that day when he come over here. We were sitting up there, and we just got to talking. He had been preaching a little bit at the restaurant, and I said, I really never heard you tell me how you got saved. And he proceeded to stumble around and tell me something. Well, I didn't think nothing about it. He went home. He couldn't get no relief. You know what he said? God said, Daddy, you lost. That's what scared him in there because he finally knew what he was. He was a lost man. And he tried to call me, couldn't catch me. And you know the record. I'd come down to my house and went home. Ended up at John Honeycutt's house. And he said, get in there and pray. And I'm glad John had enough sense. And what could he have done? Nothing. And he got down under the table. God, oh God, called me and told me he got saved. Amen. That's what he said. He said, man in that office, I saw God all over the preacher and I felt I was so little. And I, you know what? This is honest as I can be. I didn't feel a bunch of God on me. I was just doing what I usually do. You know why God wouldn't let me know that? Because I'd probably boasted in that.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
Man told me today, he said, well, that man talked to me, he said he talked to you on the phone, he said he felt God in it, and I said, well, I didn't. I didn't. He said he did, and he's crying telling me. I said, well, I'm glad he did, but I didn't. And I said, the reason I didn't is because I'd try to get pride in that. See, God will do things when you're expecting it. Most people that get saved get hit right on head on, thank God with God, and they ain't expecting it. They think they're pretty good, and they sit in their religious robe, and God says, no, you're not saved. You're just deceived, and you need God. And the Holy Ghost of God brings that person under conviction of sin. Amen. And listen, that man knows he's in trouble with God, and the only way he can get out is, hey, God, the mercies of God, the cross of God, he can only help his God, and God's going to make him get there. Paul, look at Saul, pattern of our salvation. Brother, listen, son, he put him down, son, he put the light on him. He had letters in his hand going to catch Christians in the prison to kill him. Amen. Thank God, he thought he was.
Yeah.
Then the light of God shined, which was Jesus Christ. He called him by name, Saul,
he
Saul,
sure
my first
did.
Is out of me. That's why I say, praise God, I ain't getting in that business of saying, well, there ain't no hope for that person, brother. Listen, Paul said he's chief of sinners. You would say the same thing if you wrote tonight. If you really was honest before God and I, if you was right, Brother Todd, amen, and you said Christ came to the world to save sinners, you wouldn't say of who Paul said I'm chief, you would say of who I'm chief.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Every man would say that if he's ever been under that load of sin and really saw himself as God seen him. Amen. He'd cry out for it. He'd say, Lord, I need mercy. I'm going to hell. I need you to come and rescue my soul. The manifested Christ does that. Manifested Christ. What about them men on the road to Emmaus?
Yes.
Didn't even know who he was. They was even talking about him. He opened the scripture to them and opened their understanding. And that's when they said, when he went on, they said,
Did not our heart burn within us while you opened the scripture and talked to us, by the way?
How you going to, if he'll open up to you and tell you, your heart will burn too.
You got, you know what you got to do?
You have to get interested. He's going to have to make you interested.
Everybody gets saved, wants to get saved.
Yes, sir.
That's right. And everybody gets saved, glad they did.
Yeah.
And everybody gets saved, thank God, saved forever.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to tell you this tonight. What keeps you going, brother? Brother Hyde, he does. What keeps me interested? He does. He does. I know this might sound something. I've been saved a long time, but I'm telling you, I'm learning things now I never knew.
Amen. Amen.
I'm learning things now I never knew. And I feel like it's increasing, it's growing more in me. And the understanding of it, the meditation of it, the thinking of it, that God set up His people as His church to use them in this world and glorify His name and teach them His ways and His word. And the world knoweth us not,
yes,
because it knew Him not.
Amen.
You
yes,
can't get people to believe that. They'll have to be made. It'll have to be made known to them. And that's why the Holy Spirit of God has to do it, because nobody can teach it to Him. He wrote it. Thank God for it. I appreciate you being here tonight. God bless you for coming. Amen. Well, that didn't get home too late. Amen. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Let's stay tonight. Amen.